You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. During a visit to a Milwaukee school yesterday, Governor Tony Evers said he was opposed to deploying the National Guard for crime control in Wisconsin. He said guardsmen aren't trained as police and that the state can manage on its own. At the same time, President Trump said he will send National Guard troops to Chicago, basing some operations at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Milwaukee Police Union president has commented about the National Guard troops in Milwaukee, telling WISN 12 that he wants the help and plans on asking the White House for National Guard assistance in Milwaukee. The elephant is okay. Those at the Milwaukee County Zoo yesterday saw a strange situation when Ruth, the Milwaukee County Zoo's largest elephant, needed help getting back on her feet. She had tripped on a log and fell in her outdoor habitat. The 43-year-old elephant, who is considered geriatric and suffers from arthritis, was on the ground for over an hour before zoo staff used a front-end loader to gently help her stand up. Ruth was able to walk into her building afterwards and was checked out by vets. They say she's doing well. Milwaukee police believe suspects overseas tried to scam the city out of nearly $500,000. Investigators say scammers were impersonating a local construction company handling the public library renovation. The ruse involved tricking city staff into redirecting payments using forged bank verification documents. Detectives were able to get that money frozen and returned to the city. Officials say they have strengthened security to prevent it from happening again. The case remains under investigation. Milwaukee County bus riders can look forward to better buses and faster trips downtown. It's thanks to nearly $8 million in new federal funding. The grant will pay for new clean diesel buses that will use 40% less fuel. It'll also pay to improve security with new features like video monitors and security cameras. The money will also support traffic signal upgrades to speed up buses on popular downtown routes. Charges have been filed in connection to a fatal ATV crash on a Milwaukee City street. Prosecutors have charged 23-year-old Jaden Brown Smith with two felonies after his car hit an ATV, killing one person and seriously injuring another. Brown Smith reportedly told police he doesn't have a driver's license and had been cited before for driving without one. Victor Ramos, the ATV driver, died while his passenger was critically hurt. The Williams Bay water might be okay to use later this week. Last night, people in that Walworth County community heard from state and county officials who tried to explain the problem that started when two young children got sick. That led to tests that found high levels of nitrates in the Williams Bay water. The DNR says crews are flushing chlorine into the system, but they say that they're not exactly clear when testing will confirm that the water is safe. People in Williams Bay have been under a do-not-use water order for going on a week. The National Weather Service says August was cooler than normal, but really wet. The extra water is something we're seeing more of. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A newly released study finds flooding like that in southeast Wisconsin last month has been rising steadily in the state. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin has seen a dramatic increase in damage caused by flooding following heavy rains over the past 45 years. Researcher Tyler Burns says the state can expect to see floods to continue happening with at least the same frequency as the climate continues to warm and as we continue to urbanize. The study concludes that while local governments can expand infrastructure to handle increasing rainfall, fees that fund that construction would have to rise to cover the growing costs.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Who's at quarterback?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football.
The Wisconsin Badgers host the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will Danny O'Neill start at quarterback for Wisconsin? Or is Billy Edwards ready after suffering a sprained knee last week? Luke Fickell.
Don't believe that Billy will be playing. He didn't practice. So obviously Danny would be the guy we would go with, and Hunter would be the backup, and we would just proceed from there.
NFL, the Packers at practice today. They host the Lions Sunday at 3:25. The Brewers play the Phillies tonight, game two of their three-game series. Pat Murphy reviewed Monday's 10-8 loss to Philadelphia.
You know, they got some of the best players in the game on the team, and they did a great job of exploiting us by getting the leadoff guy on base. You can attribute it to a lot of things, but you got to execute, and you can't give up free bases. But the credit goes to the Phillies for their relentless offense, and they did what they had to do.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Office executive producer Greg Daniels says at one point he was determined never to revisit a similar world to the one he created at The Office. But ultimately, he decided to dive back into the mockumentary sitcom world with Peacock's The Paper. Daniels said he changed his mind after seeing The Office at number one on Netflix for 4 years. The Paper is now available to stream on Peacock. Alice Rotunda gave birth to her fourth child in a McDonald's parking lot in Michigan. Rotunda said she always planned to name her daughter Matilda and call her Tilly. But after giving birth in the parking lot of the restaurant that served billions and billions, they added a tweak to the name and will call her McTilly. According to the New York Post, Alice insisted she was in labor, but the hospital staff disagreed and sent her home, resulting in said parking lot birth. This was a tough decision for the Rotundas because McTilly was actually conceived in a Burger King parking lot. Once again, it's McDonald's for the win. Former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson's moneymaker has always been action films, and not even good ones, really. He's made a decent living using his physique and charm to headline very mediocre films. That apparently has all changed now. Johnson shed 60 pounds for a role in his new film, The Smashing Machine, which tells the story of MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The film stars Emily Blunt opposite Johnson as Kerr's girlfriend. Johnson's hard work physically and mentally appears to have paid off as the film just premiered at the Venice Film Festival and received a 15-minute standing ovation, making Johnson sob uncontrollably, according to Variety. It's early, but those who have seen the film are already creating Oscar buzz for Johnson. He appears to have come a long way since San Andreas. In a related story, I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for about 3 years and can't really use the I put it on for a movie role excuse much longer. Everyone loves a comeback story, and there was a big one last weekend at the box office. The film Weapons, in its fourth week of release, regained first place on the big screen over the holiday weekend. The horror film raked in $10 million, bringing its box office total in theaters to $132 million. Jaws, which was first released in theaters in 1975, hit the big screen again last weekend in honor of the big anniversary and pulled in over $8 million. Not a bad haul for what is considered by many the greatest summer blockbuster film of all time. In third place was new release Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, which pulled in just under $8 million. Rounding out the top five, Freakier Friday, in its fourth week of release, came in at $6.6 million. And in fifth place was the Benedict Cumberbatch Olivia Williams The Roses at $6 million. Last weekend put closure on the 2025 summer box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a cold front that is coming through. We'll get to maybe 70 by lunchtime, and then temperatures will drop into the low 60s by late this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.